Absolutely. All right. Segment two in 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to Currents. I'm here with Sebastian, Kelsey, and Linda, all realtors. And you guys all work at different agencies, Remax, Keller Williams, and Coldwell. So it's nice to see you in here not elbowing each other, you know, and fighting for room or whatever. But you're under the umbrella of DAR, the Durango Area Association of Realtors. So thank you for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having us. And you're right. We interestingly enough, in some places, you know, realtors don't all play as well in the sandbox together. We're right. Pretty blessed in Durango that that we really all do mostly have the best interest of the consumer. There's like anywhere, there's a few tough cookies out there, but we have a good time together. So
well, and Dar, thank you also because you guys raise money and give back to the community.
Yeah, Jack. One of the things that's such a pleasure about being a realtor is, you know, the community gives so much to us in return. You know, most of us are on different committees, or all of us certainly have our own given charity. So even this weekend, for instance, there was the Big Brothers Big Sisters Bowl for Kids' Sake. Oh my gosh, we had such a good time, and in the hour that we were there in that room with just realtors and you know, goodness knows that many realtors in one place is, we, you know, that could be a problem.
Anybody try and sell each other something? I'm just kidding.
You're really talking to some strong negotiators.
I'm sure there were some side bets saying, hey, if you get this strike, I'll give you $25, you know, and if you miss, you owe me $25.
I'm not here to tout the strength of our bowling prowess. I can promise you that. But I'll tell you what, we raised almost $12,000 in an hour.
For Big Brothers, Big Sisters. That's incredible. So, I got to, and we'll get on to real estate, but are you like me? If you could switch your bowling score with your golf score, you'd be golden?
Add some zeros to that, and we'll be good to go.
All right. Well, I want to ask you, because you're here, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the commercial market. Because I know when I get a phone call, and someone says, I want to relocate my business, I need 10,000 square feet or 20,000, that's very hard to find right now in the Durango market. Now, if you're looking for you know, property in the downtown central business district, we have some availability. How does the commercial market look right now?
Well, I appreciate you asking that. And the good news is overall, we're way better off than we've been in years. If you look, there's certainly several segments to that market. We've got commercial property. So if you want a residential income, so you talk about rentals in that market, just zero vacancy. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have a rental, this is a great time. And earlier you said something about a $1,200 rent. I bet you have listeners right now that are trying to get on the phones, say, Jack, tell me where I can get one for just $1,200.
Right.
But then you also talk about office and retail space. And you're right, downtown there's a few vacancies, but y'all, that happens. You know, in a busy downtown commercial market, you're going to see some turnover. But overall, real healthy in that segment. And then, like you said, if you want to bring business to Durango, we're lucky to have that Mercury Payment Systems.
Right.
We're lucky to have the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. But most of those big buildings have been filled with marijuana grow operations.
Well, and, you know, it's interesting you say, and that is true. You know, and you kind of joke and laugh about that. But there are a few of those that have opened up now that the recreation has become legal.
Yeah, so it's I'll tell you, the commercial market really started coming back with that. Our phones started ringing for people that wanted space for retail operations before we started getting busy with other sort of more traditional things.
Right. So I would assume that real estate, commercial real estate, is also a good investment, so to speak, that you can get into something and rent it out and get a return on that investment. Is that true?
Yeah, you know, certainly residential income properties. So rental properties, duplexes, multifamily properties, those are the most attractive. Mm-hmm. We have maybe a 2% vacancy rate in Durango. And what that really means is that your property might be vacant if you're fixing it up or cleaning it or getting it ready for the next person. We get cold calls on our signs all day long from people wanting to rent.
It's interesting. You know, I have a house in Aztec, actually, as a rental property, and we do see some of that interest that we've always rented to someone that works in Aztec or Farmington down on that side. But I would anticipate someone here, so it's going to become vacant, that someone from Durango might say, you know what, I'll make that commute, and I'll go ahead and, you know, drive up from that part of in San Juan County down in Aztec. Let me ask you this, with someone who wants to, let's say they've been in the residential rental market and wants to get possibly into commercial, What would you recommend? Because it usually entails a pretty big step up in the investment. What would you recommend to somebody that they should go through if they are thinking about that?
Well, I appreciate you asking that, Jack. I actually have a investor workshop that I teach about every other month. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing is to put together the team of people you're going to work with and surround yourself with trusted advisors. And that doesn't mean just a realtor partner, which of course is key. We can help you understand the market, when you're buying, when you're selling, what rates you can expect, return of investment, things like that, cap rates, the things that investors talk about. And then it's just as important to find that trusted lender. It's just as important to have other people that are doing that around you. So these investment clubs that you get in can be really helpful because you have like-minded people that can help you get through the pitfalls of becoming an investor. And certainly it's an attractive thing in Durango, Colorado.
Let me ask you, is that one of the reasons we haven't seen this rush of folks applying for the ADUs, the auxiliary dwelling units, because it just doesn't pencil out quite yet?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, I think all of us are driving around first and foremost and seeing in town that people are buying, nice properties and scraping them.
Yeah.
So that's been really interesting as we've watched people come in to buy a $300,000 or $400,000 property and wipe it to the ground for a new home. That said, the city recently has gone through a big push to understand ADUs. And what we mean by that, folks, is the accessory dwelling units, the little houses in the alley, the extra apartments over the garage, the duplexes that maybe weren't legal that have been here for so long. And then we also have been really taking a hard look at the vacation rentals.
Right.
And the city has really tried to formalize their program, and probably to get some tax revenue. I mean, that makes sense. But that's become a really sort of an interesting thing because you can't just pop one up anywhere anymore. Now there's really a process. So it's become a more concerted thing and another great reason for your realtor partner, your lender partner, somebody that understands investment.
Now, when you talk about that, so you have, it's kind of like any business when you have someone, you say, okay, let's have a CPA on your staff, so to speak, or advisory, an attorney. So the accountant, the attorney, I just spaced out the other one. Oh my God, I always say an insurance.
Realtors, lenders.
Realtor, lenders, banker. The banker was one I was fumbling for. And I would say, too, is an insurance person. Because
absolutely,
that team of folks can really provide you with the knowledge that you're looking for. Now, let me ask you this. You say you do these courses. When is one coming up?
We had the next one coming up here at the end of the month. As you know, Jack, I'm the old dad with fresh new kids. So mom kibosh
that.
Mom kibosh the investment seminar because it conflicted with her ability to go to Arizona and sit by the pool.
There you go.
So we'll have another one in this second quarter. And it's, I'll tell you what, folks, you'll see it out there. It'll be on social media and things like that. But again, it's key to understand what you're getting into. Investors coming from other places, Jack, they look at the returns on investment as Durango, and they go, ooh, that's a little low.
Yeah.
And we just know we're landlocked, you guys.
Right.
Our property's expensive. But guess what? You'd way rather be here investing your property than somewhere
else. Well, and look at Bayfield. I mean, that's not that far away. And a lot of people, again, investing in Bayfield. So, Sebastian, give yourself a plug. What's your website?
Oh, thank you. I thought you were talking about my hair. no, sorry about that. And I'll leave you alone, Jack. I'm just going to leave it alone.
I got a lot less than you, buddy. You're for a lot. Yeah, I got you beat.
We appreciate you. And I should say that I don't specialize just in investment property. That's something I do personally, so I do love it. But most of us, Kelsey, myself, Linda, we all work, real estate across the board. But I'm Sebastian Hartley. Been doing this 15 years. I'm with Keller Williams Realty. So we're right across from the beautiful Strader.
Uh-huh.
And you can find us at owndurango.com.
Well, thank you. And can we, you can stick around, Linda. We're going to talk to you next.
I can.
All right. Back with the folks from DAR in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.